Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County. I'm Samantha Smith. Speaking with us today, Kathy Clark from Perry Fine Arts, here to get, I guess, a preview and an update on some concerts coming up. Kathy, thanks for coming in.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Let's talk about the unique group returning in April that's coming up, and now there's been a date set for that.
Yes, there has. Another one. It's Tuesday night, April 25th at 7 p.m., and it's Lyra. And they are a group from St. Petersburg, Russia. And it was founded in 1994, and it's a community of about 25 professional musicians. We'll have about five here to sing. And they tour in the United States and Germany and Switzerland and Austria and Holland, Great Britain, Ireland, and Sweden. So they are a popular tour group. Most of their members are students or postgraduate students of St. Petersburg Conservatory, and they're working in different choirs in St. Petersburg. Some of them are soloists at the music theaters of the city, and most of them represent different musical professions. Choir conductors, opera singers, instrumentalists, music teachers, and they're all united by the love for choir and ensemble singing. They asked to come back, and they thought they were well received, and they were the most fantastic group that I've heard for a long time. You think, well, they're all going to sing in Russian, and I don't understand Russian, but right. You just love the music. I was anticipating enjoying the folk music the most, but the Christian choir music from Orthodox church was beautiful, and they do a really good job. So I'm really excited to have them back. They were very, very good.
Sure. Well received here, I guess, by the public, and obviously Perry made a good first impression if they asked to come back
yes,
here.
So, yes.
So. Very good. All right. The 4th of July tradition is also going to continue, and again, another favorite's going to come back and perform for us.
That is true. Carol Montag is going to be back. Of course, it's the 4th of July, and the 4th of July is on Tuesday this year. The concert will be at 2 o'clock, but this concert will be at United Methodist Church, where the rest of the concerts have been at the Perry High School Performing Arts Center.
Sure.
So this will be at the Methodist Church at 2 o'clock, and the place is air-conditioned, so if you've been out to the parade and the park activities, come on in and sit down and listen to some really good folk music. She does traditional hymns and lyrical songs. She writes her own music, plays guitar. She's done several records, and she's done two Christmas albums. She was commissioned by the Ballet Iowa to write a song for a ballet about a farm family in crisis. And then she toured with the company when they did their ballet. So she's also been asked to sing at the World Food Prize Laureate Award Ceremony in 2010. So she's got some good credentials. And so she's been very good and very popular with our audiences. So I hope you can come to the 4th of July concert and stay for the homemade ice cream and treats that follow afterwards. So
yeah, absolutely. And again, people don't have to go anywhere. They don't have to go to the Metro. They don't have to go to Ames. They don't have to go to the Twin Cities or Kansas City. It's right here in our backyard.
And parking is usually pretty available. We're handicapped accessible. We do have free will donation. If you really enjoy it and want to help support the Perry Fine Arts, we would appreciate the donation. It is something that we try to do for the community. We think we have a wide variety of good concerts, and we always are just a tad disappointed about the number of people that come, because we have such wonderful performers that we really would enjoy having a larger crowd. And at the Performing Arts Center, all the artists say it's the most fabulous place they've been to, and the community needs to be really, really proud of that. And the acoustics are wonderful, and there's never a bad seat. So come out and enjoy our concerts. We would really appreciate it.
Absolutely. If someone wants to get involved, say they have an idea for, you know, a concert or a performance that could come here, or they just want to kind of help bring art to Perry, what can they do?
Well, they can contact me, Kathy Clark. They can contact the Methodist Church. That's our parent group, and make it attention to the Perry Fine Arts group. Dr. Randy McCauley is in our group. Connie Sheehy at the high school is in our group. Mavis Strike is in our group. Marilyn Bode, Brandon Weeks, and Jen Nelson would be people to contact.
Anything else you'd like to add, Kathy?
Come and enjoy all of our concerts.
Thanks so much. That's today's Perry Fairway. Let's talk Dallas County. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. We'll have more coming up next on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.